This is Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review reporting for what's going on with Nate Brown and the crew. Guys, Daryl Morey, Houston Rockets general manager, pulled it off. He shocked the NBA world, struck some Rocket fans to their core by pulling off a trade, sending Chris Paul to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Russell Westbrook. Rockets also sent two first-round picks in 2024 and 2026. With the option to swap picks with OKC in 2021 and 2025. The reason I say Rocket fans are shocked by the deal is for the last 3 years, they spent hours upon hours bashing Westbrook and the love he seemed to get from the national media for his triple-doubles rather than give credit to James Harden. So Westbrook won MVP or anything like that and not Harden, Rocket fans were up in arms. It's conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. Well, now Westbrook is a Rocket. So now they got to delete all those tweets and accept reality and deal with the interesting dynamic backcourt. Westbrook and Harden were teammates at OKC from 2009 to 2012. They've been friends for years, going back to their days in Los Angeles growing up. I'm not sure how this tandem is going to work. They are two of the most ball-dominant guards in the history of the NBA since the usage stat has been kept. They both need the ball in their hands. I assume Westbrook is going to be option one at point guard, have Harden off the ball more. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Westbrook is not a great three-point shooter. He's a career 30.8% three-point shooter. In his 11 seasons in the league, five of those he shot five or six times under 30% for an NBA season. And four of those came the last five seasons. So he's not an ideal fit for the Rockets and their three-point bomb fest. But he's still great at attacking the basket, getting to the hole, and for the drive and dish game. But I'm not sure what he's going to do come playoff time when teams back up off of him and dare him to shoot threes. We all know Russ has very strong will, has a big ego. Portland dared him to shoot from the three-point line in that first-round series, and Russ couldn't adjust and pass the ball to his teammates, so maybe he didn't trust him. But he started jacking up threes and clanging shots from the outside, and he wouldn't stop. Instead of attacking the basket, he just kept throwing up bricks from the outside, which is exactly what Portland wanted, and the Blazers knocked him out of the playoffs and sent OKC on this road to rebuilding. The key to this trade would be if James Harden can convince Russ to play Rocket ball, convince Russ to be a team player, convince Russ that what he did in OKC won't work in Houston. I'm not convinced that can work. Russ is strong-willed, Harden is strong-willed, but this is Harden's team. Does Russ respect James Harden enough to listen to him to do what James says for the betterment of the Rockets? Obviously, these two guys are great one-on-one individual talents, but basketball is a team game. It's not done one-on-five. You need your teammates to help you win. It's not going to be just Russ against the world here in Houston. What does Mike D'Antoni think? I think this trade, in some sense, you could argue that this trade is really not with D'Antoni in mind because Russ is not a great three-point shooter. So how will D'Antoni cope with this? Will D'Antoni be around long enough to coach Westbrook and Harden for the entire season? That remains to be seen. This is a deal that Harden and Westbrook pushed for once OKC traded Paul George to the Clippers. We knew it was a matter of time before Westbrook was out of OKC. H-Town was Russ's first option, first choice. So OKC made that happen. We're going to see if Harden can convince Russ to do what it takes to win here in Houston. Chairman Fertitta, the owner, is great. He's excited. He says he's excited to see Russ and Harden team up. I'm not sure it's a great fit. Time will tell. I know one thing. The Houston Rockets media department has its work cut out for it because Russ and the media are not exactly best buddies. So as a member of the media here, I'm looking forward to the press conferences and the post-game locker room conversations with Russ until he gets on my nerves. This is Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review. website, www.HoustonRoundBallReview.com. Thanks again, fellas. Y'all take care.